Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on this week?
The real estate market continues to be red hot. My friend Kenrick, who's a realtor with Century 21 Bailey & Company, he was telling me the other day specifically about O'Fallon Shiloh real estate. You ready for some fun facts?
Okay.
Okay, so in O'Fallon in April, the average sales price was $287,000.
Okay.
What do you think it was in June? So 2 months later.
$295,000.
Okay. Nope. $317,000.
Wow.
That is a 10% increase in 2 months.
Wow.
Average sale price in Shiloh last month was $292,000.
Okay, so it was kind of close there.
And to give you some perspective, for the entire Metro East, the average sales price in May was $165,000.
Wow.
It's a little different there. Days on the market went from 61 days in May down to 27 days in June. And 27 days is still really good, but even that surprises me because I don't know any houses that have sat on the market that long.
I was going to say, houses are going really quick.
They're going really quickly. So I guess when you average it out, if there's a couple that stayed on longer, maybe that's what brought it up. Year to date, the city has issued 58 building permits for single family residences worth an estimated $17 million in new construction. So I know they're building houses as fast as they can, but I know there's also still a significant supply chain issue impacting construction.
Wow. Well, I know another industry that's on fire right now is used cars. I've heard instances of people selling their used car for more than they paid for it, which almost never happens.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So it's been interesting to follow this used car phenomenon. So in early 2020, when the pandemic started, no one was traveling. Rental car companies sold off most of their fleets, and this flooded the market with inventory. So okay. As supply increased, obviously prices decreased because the buyers had more options. Then, in 2020, some car manufacturers closed down plants and they stopped ordering many of the parts necessary to make cars. So most notably, things like microchips and computers.
Okay.
Meanwhile, demand for microchips and computers skyrocketed as the demand for laptops and computers kicked in because so many people were working from home or schooling from home. So now as the impacts of the pandemic on travel are less and pent-up demand for travel is returning, the opposite is happening. So now you have rental car companies who are trying to buy rental cars and car companies are trying to ramp up production. But since they canceled their microchipped orders, they're finding that their supply chains are really backed up.
Mm.
So now we have increased demand with a sudden decrease in supply, and that has caused used car prices to skyrocket.
Wow.
So now seems like a really good time between housing and cars to sell everything we own and go live off the land somewhere.
I wouldn't be very good at that.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. So yesterday was National Give Something Away Day. Nick, did you give anything away?
I gave away about $60 filling up my gas tank at the station,
mm-hmm.
But whatever.
Fair enough. That's painful.
Yeah.
I have a 10-year-old son I wanted to give away for a few hours yesterday.
There you go.
Does that count? I want to share two really easy ways listeners can donate items in ways that directly benefit our community. The first is O'Fallon Township Rummage Sale. It is the second Saturday of the month from 7 until 11:30 at the O'Fallon Township Building, which is on East A Street.
Mm-hmm.
During the week, you can drop off donations between 8 and 3:30. They have a big shed near the building where they store everything. You can just drop it off. Then during the rummage sale once a month, you can fill a bag of items for $3. And then they have some bigger items like lamps and shelving that are usually individually priced. And all of the proceeds are donated to the O'Fallon Food Pantry. And they must sell a lot of $3 bags because I remember seeing a post where one of their donations to the food pantry was like $5,000.
They do a lot of good fundraising over there. And I want to point out something else.
What's that?
It's good to go to this every month because after they're done with their sale, they clear everything out and it all goes to Savers. And then the next month for the next sale, it's everything they collected during that month. So it's all new
inventory
every single time. You're not going to see the same old thing that's been sitting there for 6 months that nobody wants.
That's good information. Thank you.
No problem.
The other way to donate items is through charityclothingpickup.com. This is a company that partners with local charities. So in our community, that's the American Red Cross and Caritas Family Solutions, which is an organization that helps families in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So here's how it works. You enter your address online, and then they'll tell you which upcoming Saturday they'll be in your neighborhood, and you can schedule a pickup.
Okay.
You put your donations on your porch before 7 a.m. on pickup day, and then at some point in that morning, the donation truck stops by and takes your donations. Items are picked up by the company and then sold in bulk for $70 a cart, and then that money is what goes directly towards the Red Cross or Caritas.
Interesting.
And then after you've done this the first time, you're in their system, and then you'll occasionally get emails when they're scheduled to be in your area again. So you can click on the link to say, yep, I have more donations, or no thanks, not this time. And the good thing is you don't need to have big donations. If you know they're already going to be in your neighborhood, you can just set out a single bag of clothing, or you can have a basement full of donations.
Sounds like a really convenient way to donate some items and help some local organizations. Got anything else for us?
I do. School starts in about a month, 33 days to be exact. But who's counting?
I would say nobody's counting.
There are usually a number of school supply drives throughout the community, and I know people come out in full force to support those. Those drives are really necessary, and I'm glad that those tend to be successful. But I want to mention there's a different kind of school supply drive happening this year, and that is thanks to OTHS graduate and football player Marquez Cooper. After graduating O'Fallon, he attended University of Central Missouri, and while he was there, he created a foundation called Kicks for the Soul. And this is to provide students in need with suitable shoes to attend school. His goal is to help others feel the joy that he feels when he gets a new pair of shoes. And their motto is, when your soul, S-O-L-E, feels good, your soul, S-O-U-L, will too. Mm. And I love this because while school supplies are necessary, I think shoes have the ability to give you confidence.
Definitely.
You feel like $1 million whenever you're sporting a new pair of shoes. So Marquez is partnering with the O'Fallon Police Department to raise money to provide kicks for local students, and the students are selected to receive shoes by school staff. So if you're interested in supporting this OTHS graduates program to help our local youth, you can mail donations to the O'Fallon Police Department. I'll also put a link in the flyer and the address in the show notes.
Perfect. So Jess, what else is on the calendar this week?
Today is Friday, July 16th. First of all, happy birthday to my husband.
Aw.
I wish we had a sound effect for that.
Have a yum, 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 yummy in your tum, 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 tummy. Have a half, 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 happy birthday. Om, 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 om. Om, 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 om.
So happy birthday, Craig. Tonight is the O'Fallon movie series at the Community Park, which is across from Dairy Queen. They're showing the movie Spider-Man Homecoming. Starting at 7 p.m., a DJ entertainment will be playing family fun music, and the movie will start at dusk, which is about 8:30, so bring a lawn chair and snacks. But for the record, Nick,
yes,
I am not taking my husband to the free outdoor movie to celebrate his birthday.
Craig rates a little higher.
He does.
A little bit. A little bit more than a free movie in the park.
We have other plans that honestly do not involve being outdoors or being around other people's kids.
Well, there you go.
This Saturday, July 17th, is the annual bike crawl in downtown O'Fallon. And we mentioned this in last week's episode, but I failed to mention this is a bicycle bike crawl, not a motorcycle bike crawl.
Oh.
And we had some questions about that, so I wanted to clarify.
Okay.
No registration is required. You can just show up at the Depot restaurant at 12:30 and then ride around with the crowd as they hit up 13 different spots throughout the afternoon in support of local businesses. There is no cost for the event. You just pay for whatever food or drinks you order, but please remember to bring money to tip your servers.
Okay.
This Wednesday, July 21st, there is a blood drive at St. Clair Church. It's from 3 until 7 p.m. And I heard on the national news that many places have less than a half of day's supply of blood. So if you're able to donate, please consider doing that. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Next Saturday, July 24th, is the VFW's 100-year anniversary celebration.
Wow.
Everyone who listens to our show regularly knows that we're big fans of the V and all the work that they do.
Definitely.
So mark your calendars. They have a day full of events, and we'll cover those in more detail in next week's episode.
Okay.
Obviously, so much has changed in the last 100 years, but some things sort of feel the same right now. So fun fact, when this V was established 100 years ago, the world was just recovering from a global pandemic.
Oh, geez.
Sound familiar?
A little bit.
And then some things are very different than 100 years ago. For example, we had Prohibition, which was a constitutional ban on making or selling alcohol. But now, 100 years later, I would say the V has the cheapest beer in town.
It does.
There you go.
Can you imagine dealing with a global pandemic and being dry?
Hard pass.
I mean,
Can't even imagine that.
Not saying that I partook a lot, but, you know.
It happened.
It happened. So, well, anyway, congratulations to VFW Post 805 in O'Fallon. You know, you're looking pretty good for being 100 years old.
You sure are.
Yeah. Well, Jess, on that note, I've got to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
Take care. This This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.